Salad.
May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Very good afternoon, stroke evening to you. I'm live at the Riverside, Camside towpath. The sun is heading towards the horizon. It's a beautiful afternoon here. It's nice and warm still. Lots of people lounging by the riverside. Dogs playing over at Ditton Meadows. Yesterday's competition for the men's first division, it's fair to say that not a lot really happened. In fact, CUCBC every day put around a list of fines for crews that have done silly things like bad coxing, late concessions. And they always do that sort of, they put a little comedy set of fines at the end of it, including one which was for the whole of men's first division for failing to do anything useful or interesting in yesterday's May bumps. A little bit unfair, because there were a couple of bumps yesterday. Pembroke bumped up on first and thirds. First and thirds have been having, it's fair to say, a pretty rough competition this year. I do remember the days when first and thirds were at the heads. They painted that bridge. Not so much more. They're now down in seventh position. The other bump, of course, was Churchill on Homerton on the first day. So I don't predict too much movement in this race. Keys are well ahead of everybody else in the entire world. I think they're trying to crack 88 miles per hour and go into the future. Even Downing admits that they're going to be very tough to catch. Anyway, let's bounce all the way up to the top of the river, first post corner, with Lucy, who's got the rundown. Lucy.
Hi, I'm at first post corner, and we've just had the 1 minute cannon. And I'm just going to give you the rundown from Keys M1, who are currently head of the river. As you said, not much chance of much movement there with Downing behind them. And then LMBC behind, who are intending today to make a move on Downing, hoping they'll be demoralised by how difficult it will be for them to move on Keys. We've then got Jesus, St. Cat, Pembroke, who bumped yesterday, Fat, Queens, Claire, Kings, Christ, Emma, Bitma, Gerton, Peterhouse, Churchill, and Homerton. And finally, for our sandwich boat, we have Magdalen, and we have them setting off. Keys heading towards me now at first post, looking for a strong start here with a tight line by their coach, John Dean. Yep, they're looking pretty set here. And Downing already losing a little bit of cover there with them. Keys moving away, looking strong, and Downing looking pretty chilled out here. Oh, LMBC are gaining on them here. LMBC getting excited here for the bump. Downing looking pretty focused, however. It's going to be a pretty hard race for both crews here, for LMBC and for Downing. It could be interesting with those crews at Grassy. However, we do have about just under a boat length between Jesus and St. Cat. Unfortunately, looking pretty uninteresting here. Lots of rowovers predicted. And over to you at Grassy Corner.
Okay, thank you. Frankly, I can see Keys coming down looking very comfortable, significantly ahead of Downing there. I'm starting to see Lady Margaret coming around the corner. It looks like they've lost some ground on Downing from where you had them at first post. And I can see lots of crews coming down yet. Keys looking very comfortable as they're running past me. Don't look like they're going to be caught by Downing at all.
Lucy.
Downing looking like they're working very hard, but nothing here yet. Back to you, Lucy.
Hello, we've got Kings with half a boat length on Claire. With two whistles there now, they're closing in on them and a predicted bump. Oh, they're narrowing it even more. We've got a quarter of a length there. I predict a bump by Grassy. Still in sight, no bump yet. Should be an interesting row there. Let's go back to Grassy for news.
Okay, I can see Keys, Downing, Maggie and now Jesus are heading up the river. Up the plough reach. Doesn't look like it's going to be a bump there yet. There might be one from LMBC on Downing. We've got some cats pushing quite hard, but doesn't look like they're going to catch Jesus anytime soon. Pembroke powering through. Looking like they're starting to close the gap a bit there on cats. So the whistle's starting to be blown. I'll keep you updated on that one. Then we've got, who have we got? Then we've got first and third throwing through. Again, looking comfortable, although they look like they could be gaining on Pembroke ahead of them. It could all get very interesting up by Ditton. Behind them, no bumps as of yet, but it looks like, who have I got here? Kings look like they're pushing quite hard up on Blair.
Two up.
Anything happening where you are yet, Robert Ditton?
Well done.
Keith has just gone past. There's a massive difference between Keith and Downing. I don't think they'll ever catch up. There's also quite a bit of distance between Downing and Lady Margaret, at least 3 boats left between one and the other. Also, a bit of a distance between Lady Margaret and Jesus. It's looking like quite an easy match. It doesn't look like there's going to be much of going on at all. And there's a lot of distance after Jesus as well. I still can't see the boat after that. St. Catherine's coming now. But again, there's so much difference between all of them. It looks like it's going to be pretty uneventful the whole way through. Pembroke and St. Catherine's, but it's slightly under one boat length, so there may be something going on here. There's a lot of whistling going on, but they're sort of catching up, I'm going to rush off and see if I can spot any bumps coming up. It looks like it's going to be quite likely that Pembroke is going to catch up on St. Catherine's. It's literally nearly happened, but I will update you as soon as that happens.
I can confirm that Morden have just bumped up on Homerton just coming into Grassy. So Morden are going to be very pleased with that, having rode once already today. So Morden bumped up on Homerton. Nothing else happening there, the last boat through Grassy. Rob, can you see anything in Ditton?
So, what we've seen then at the top here on the long reach is Keys row past them, got that distance between them and Downing up to 4 lengths now. I told you they wouldn't catch them. LNBC are holding Downing at 1.25 length. Behind those, a good 3 lengths before the Jesus boat. And then it's really interesting further back now. We've got some cats here being pursued by Pembroke. There's overlap on the long reach, in the middle of the long reach. There's the cluster of the number eight blade on the bow of the boat. That's Pembroke bumping up on St. Cat in the middle of the long reach. Looking further back, there's first and third, Queens, Clare, and then Kings. Rob, what are you seeing? Rob?
Gerton has been bumped by Peterhouse. It's pretty evident. They've now gone back to the side. Churchill, I think, has just run ahead. Yes, they've just gone past. But I can confirm that Gerton has been bumped by Peterhouse just after Ditton.
Rob, looking really interesting now.
Yes.
First and third's having a miserable competition, as I said. They're being pursued here by Queens. They're put down to half a length, coming out of the long reach, going under the railway bridge. This is first and third's being pursued here by Queens. Looks like Queens are rating slightly higher, but they both look exhausted. Queens doing the smart thing, steering more south bank because they know they've got that corner until the very end line at Morley's Holt, Peter's Post, sorry. They're going to hope to snag them just before the line. To be honest with you, I don't think they're fast enough. They're not going to do it. So, behind those then, a good 2 lengths back is Clare, and then Kings have been trying to snag Clare all the way down, but they're still at a length between the two, maybe even a length and a half. Further back, after Kings, there's the Christ's boat, and then that's Emmanuel. Christ and Emmanuel got a good 3 lengths between them. I'm standing right beside the Pembroke boat, actually. They bumped up on St. Cat. Congratulations, Pembroke, by the way. So then we're looking further back here is the Blades of Churchill. So that means we've got, one to the Fitzboat. I wonder, there it is. Now, the Fitzboat is there. It's clear water either side. Churchill's clear water as well. So what we can say so far, as the Pembroke crew cheer for the efforts of St. Cat's holding them off right until the middle of the long reach before they snag them, is that Keys are going to rover at the top. Downing are not going to be caught by Lady Margaret. That'll be a rover. Jesus, probably not going to catch Lady Margaret. I think that'll be a rover. St. Cat's bumped by Pembroke on the long reach. Pembroke moored with me now. Congratulations, Pembroke. First and third being pursued by Queens, but Queens have rang the tanks out. I don't think they'll catch them. I think I'll be rovers for the two of them. Same thing with Clare and Kings. Kings on Clare's tail all the way through, but it wasn't going to happen. I think they'll be rovers. Christ and Emmanuel open up the gap by the side. They're not going to do much. Neither will Fitzwilliam, those three crews rowing over. Gerton bumped by Peterhouse around the Ditton area. That left Churchill behind them to row over because earlier on, Homerton were caught by the sandwich boat, Magdalen and won. Magdalen moving up into the first division. So that's all very exciting. Dare I try and get an interview with the Cox? Let's give this a go. So hang on, let's try this. So this is Pembroke. Hello, guys. Congratulations. How do you feel? Don't swear. You're live on Cam FM. Yell.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Well, good to catch a word with the Pembroke boat just at the end there.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
As the sun goes down then on the River Cam, here about 2.5 kilometres out of town, everybody is deserting the riverside as they always do as soon as the men's first division finishes. We have the results update. And it was exactly as called. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. So Keys rode over, Downing rode over, LMBC rode over, Jesus rode over, St. Cat's bumped by Pembroke in the middle of the long reach, first and thirds row over, Queens row over, Clare held off Kings all the way down, and row over has obviously do Kings rowing over, Christ row over, Emmanuel row over, Fitzwilliam row over, Girton bumped by Peterhouse earlier on in the course, Churchill row over, and Homerton bumped by Magdalen, Magdalen bumping up into the first division proper. Now, this is a bit of a special day for me because this actually marks the 10th anniversary of my involvement with Bumps. It was 2004 on the Thursday of the competition when I very first did this. Things were very different back then. We had a slightly different end to the rivers. ARUBC was called Sea Cap. There was such boat as an Addenbrookes boat, which kept crashing into the banks. Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall didn't meet eye to eye and raced separately. And there was whispers of a thing that existed called Theological College Boat, although I never actually saw one. But you know what? There's something that keeps bringing me back every single year, and it's the sheer immense fun and emotion that goes into this competition. It's been a great day commentating, and I want to say thanks to all the commentators. That was Beth, Jack, the other Jack. We had Rob as well, Lucy and Becca. I'm in the studio causing mayhem tomorrow, and we want to say big thanks to Ernst & Young, our sponsors for the May Bumps 2014. Thanks to the studio team, Chris and Tim, and I had Holly in there and loads of other people I forget. Anyway, coverage will resume tomorrow, same time, same place, Cam FM. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, Micah. Well deserved pint, I'm sure, is on its way to you.